This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
If you don't want to hear real facts on social and political issues, then stop listening now. Otherwise, stay right here for real issues, real facts, with real people.
Accelerate your culturalization of America.
But when the Dems use the argument that we're all immigrants, that's, you know, I want to turn into the Tasmanian devil with two clubs in my hand and clear the roof. There were immigrants that came here because they wanted to be here. They wanted to learn the American. They wanted the right. American dream. You cannot get the American dream speaking Spanish.
Fat, drunk, and stupid is no way to go through life, son.
I'm going
to
deal with topics and issues that will make you think, make you mad, and maybe even get you a little embarrassed. Don't go anywhere. The lines are open. You can reach me at 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563.
You're always so stupid. Did you take lessons?
You're despicable.
Welcome back to another session of Stanley right here on The Real Side. Always a pleasure to have you with me. And I do appreciate the time that you're spending with us on the air. You know, in the chat room, all that fun stuff, texting, tweeting, being part of the conversation, and just really being part of the solution. Because, you know, you can't just listen. You got to listen and do. Listen and engage. Listen and do something more than complain. If you want to head up to the website, you can watch live, listen live, take the poll. There's a place you can put your email address. We send out an email once a week. Not like we inundate you with it. I'm probably more irritating with the text messages. However, if you want a text alert, you can always text us at TRS to 77222. TRS to 77222. Well, it's that time of year to, you know, just sit back, reflect, look at what's going on around you, and see how much you can politicize Christmas. I mean, seriously, right? Isn't that what they do? We've got mainstream religion really is having some issues. Now, the reason it's having some issues is because you got boneheads like this pulling moves like this. So we have a couple of churches that have put Jesus in a cage. You know, they're doing a nativity scene that's caged. They're attacking the U.S. border security. Because, you know, the ICE only does one thing. All ICE does is take kids, put them in cages, and then send them back to wherever. This is how slow these people are. Now, the Methodist Church, or this particular Methodist Church, has put Jesus, Mary, and Christ child into Joseph, Mary, and the Christ child into separate cages as a tribute to the birth of Christ. Can you imagine if an atheist, if a Christian did this to an atheist? Right? Be just going nuts. And then can you imagine if an atheist did this, you know, just to make fun of Christ? The Christians would be going nuts. But because the church did it, it's like, shh, don't say anything. We don't want them to get upset. We don't want to bring attention to it. Well, you can't miss it. It looks like those big dog cages. In a statement accompanying the photos on her Facebook page, Reverend Karen Clark called the three most well-known refugee families in the world. They weren't refugee families. They were returning home. You know, if she's a reverend, she should know this. It's either disingenuous, she's ignorant, or she's lying. You choose. Because any minister of the gospel knows why they returned, went back to. Wasn't like they were fleeing to go somewhere else. Everybody knows the story. Well, I shouldn't say that. I know many Christians who don't even know the story. You know, it's just nuts. In a statement accompanying the photos on her Facebook page, as I said, Reverend Karen Clark called the three most well-known refugee families in the world. What if this family sought refugee in our country today, she wrote. Imagine Joseph and Mary separated at the border and Jesus, no older than two, taken from his mother, placed behind fences of the Border Patrol Detention Center. not how it happens, number one. Number two is, hey, Reverend Clark, I don't even know what to call you. Because I can't believe you're a reverend if you don't know the basics here, right? First of all, why would they seek refuge in our country today? Because they weren't seeking refuge where they were then. They were going back to where they came from for a census. For people to be counted. Right? An edict. And now you're trying to equate that with them being refugees from a bad place. So you've already lied. I don't know how much more of this I can take you seriously. Now, do you really think that if God sent him here, like he did then, he set up that whole thing? Do you really think if God sent him here, that he would have sent him here to be torn apart? Don't you think he would have worked it out ahead of time? I don't know. I'm just asking because I'm not a reverend. You're obviously smarter than I am. And separated at the border. I mean, think about something. When Jesus was here and they were sending them back to the different towns and areas, there were borders, there were places, there were cities, there were towns, right? There were countries. Boy, he had it back then too. A separate activity seen inside the church is Jesus, Mary, and Joseph reunited. Because outside the church, right? You have to separate them to prove a point. I don't know what the point is, though. The Claremont United Methodist Church Nativity Scene this Christmas, the Holy Family takes place in thousands of nameless families, she said, that were separated at the border by the Donald. Yeah, you notice how they never talk about President Obama. Because he never did anything wrong, apparently. I just find this amazing. And they'll say, if you try to push back on him, they'll say, well, we're not talking about him, we're talking about the current president. Well, that's great. So let's just say that the current president is doing nothing less than following in your footprints, or the footprints of your other Lord and Savior, President Obama. Right? It's really that simple. Now, they put this up to prove a point. They put this up so people coming to the church would understand what's going on at the border and go, I don't know, talk to the representative or whatever. Here's the problem. Are they preaching the gospel? Or are they preaching politics? Right? I'm just trying to understand. Don't be seeing your host, just in the real side. A lot more craziness after the break. Don't go far. Stock market up, stock market down. Gold, silver, stocks, bonds, Bitcoin, real estate, cash in coffee cans. How can I protect my money? Recently, 20 billionaires have come out saying the market will correct. It has to. In 2007, warnings from the Bank of International Settlements about the impending market adjustment went unheeded by many. The bank is making those same predictions again, but my friends over at Landmark Capital can help. Joe Messina here, host of The Real Side with Joe Messina. David Fisher and his team can guide you through the different investment opportunities that would be right for you. Whether it's precious metals, stocks, bonds, real estate, cryptocurrency, or just burying cash in the backyard, let David and the people at Landmark Capital help. No sales pressure. They can tell you in short order if they can help. Give them a call at 844-715-7311. 844-715-7311. Get the free newsletter by signing up at landmarkgold.com or call now, 844-715-7311.
Message and data rates may apply.
Help! Seriously, I'm too young for hair loss.
My hairline keeps creeping back. Receding?
I got this bald spot. It's thinning everywhere.
I'm gonna have to give up and shave it.
Dude. Put down the razor, because Bosley, America's number one hair restoration expert, is about to give you your real hair back. permanently. Don't ignore the signs of hair loss. Bosley's giving away an absolutely free information kit that reveals all the signs and a free gift card to anyone who texts KIT 88 to 85850. Bosley will show you for free how great your hair could look. Using the latest technology, Bosley's solution to hair loss is permanent and protected by the Bosley Guarantee. Plus, since Bosley has new non-surgical options, you owe it to yourself to text now for an absolutely free information kit and a gift card for $250 off, no matter what level of hair loss you have. Text KIT 88 to 85850. KIT 88 to 85850.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of My Pillow, and like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented My Pillow, I wanted it to where you could move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. My Pillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
Dan Perkins here with your Songs and Stories for Soldiers Veterans Tip of the Day. Many veterans are unsure what benefits they have earned for their service. Here is your Songs and Stories for Soldiers Veterans Tip of the Day. The VA can't help you until they know who you are. So go to the VA.gov website and look for a DD-214. Fill it out and you'll get a copy of your service record. Take it to the local VA office to see what benefits you can qualify for. You protected us, so it's time for America to protect you. This has been your Veterans Tip of the Day.
We all hear the stories in the news. The good guy uses a gun to protect his family from criminals, and he's the one arrested. The legal system is not fair, and responsibly armed Americans are political targets. So here's how you can take a simple and rewarding journey to complete self-defense confidence. Simply text GCN to 87222. To discover how the USCCA can give you the training, education, legal, and financial protection you need to truly protect the people you love. Don't risk everything and leave your family vulnerable. Now it's time to prepare and protect yourself. So if you're ready to take your next step as a responsibly armed American, you're ready to truly become your family's ultimate protector. Text GCN to 87222. Discover your life-saving USCCA member benefits today. Again, that's text GCN to 87222.
Do you feel like many of us? All the distractions in the world taking our minds and focus off what really needs to get done day to day? Well, Jeunesse has a dietary supplement called Mind to help with mental distraction, and it supports memory function. Go to GCNlife.com now to check it out. You're only at your best when your mind is at its best. Go to GCNlife.com or call toll-free 844-443-6637. That's GCNlife.com or 844-443-6637.
They travel from world to world. Making everyone stupid in order to wipe out all thought in the universe.
Wipe out all thought? I think it's dirty politics.
They're like flying televisions.
Welcome back to The Real Side with Joe Messina.
You're listening to The Real Side on GCNlive.com. Sorry. I'm Joe Messina, your host. Always a pleasure to have you with me. Get 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. Head up to our website. You can watch live, listen live. You can take the poll. Lots going on. You can read the stories that are up there. You can comment on them, not comment on them. Whatever. You can get involved. That's really all I care about. Just get involved. Right? I mean, I really appreciate that. Anyway, if you head over to the website, also, you can sign up for email blasts, you can You know, check out. You get text messaging. There's a whole bunch of stuff happening. A whole bunch of stuff you should get involved with. I mean, really that easy. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-73. Call. Do something. Get involved. Get engaged. Now, there's so many stories I want to get through. I know I'm not going to get to them. But there's so many stories tonight that I really do want to get to. And everything doesn't have to be, but seems to be impeachment oriented, right? We're all so stuck on impeachment. It seems to be the only thing going on. But there are other things in the world happening. I mean, seriously, when was the last time you heard about the Rocket Man shooting things off, right? No, really. I mean, I realize, you know, we're still dealing with Iran and a few others, but not like it was. It's not consistent. It's not every day, you know? I did the Aquarius. Yeah, I did that already. Okay. Remember the climate protesters last week that disrupted the Harvard-Yale football game? Remember those wonderful people? Well, guess what? They're actually, well, I shouldn't say they're going to do time, because they're not going to do time. But at least they're actually going to get, you know, take it to the woodshed, so to speak. Right? They're going to have to do something. I mean, in the past, it's been a slap on the wrists, and then people move on. And they don't really, there's no teeth in it. There's no power. So 29 of these protesters rushed the field to protest the divestment during the November 23rd Harvard-Yale football game. They now have to complete, ready for this, community service and reappear in front of the Connecticut judge in January. The judge handed down a 5-hour community service requirement to the 10 Harvard students and alumni, which each of them must complete by January 27th. About 19 Yale students and alumni were handed down the same punishment. Now, during the November 23rd game, you remember this? The climate protesters from Harvard and Yale, they stormed the field and they forced the game officials to delay the game. Specifically, fossil-free Yale and divest Harvard stormed the field. So these two, right, fossil-free Yale, it's obvious. They want to get away from anything that has to do with, you know, fossil fuels. And to divest Harvard is not just fossil fuels. They want them to do away... They want them to break away from anything to do with Israel. You know, I remember the protests in the 70s, stop the war, right? I mean, those kind of things. But now we're protesting. We're these kids. You know, as I said, kids, they're coming out on the field to keep you from doing business with Israel. For being involved with Israel. They have a problem with the Jews, but they had no problem with Ahmadinejad throwing gay people off of roofs. Do they not know this is going on? Are they not paying attention? Oh, or maybe it's those left-leaning professors that aren't giving them all the real information. Right? Nobody wins. Yale and Harvard are complicit in this climate injustice, stated one of the protesters. I mean, seriously. They. By the way, they performed a sit-in on the field. I'm telling you, they should have just taken a big bulldozer and gone right down the middle of this. 50 people were charged with disorderly conduct after the officials first asked them to leave the field. According to the report, the lawyer for the protesters said that his job is to make sure that every student arrested, given a summons, gets out of this without any real record. As long as the students meet the conditions that the judge set, the charges will be dropped. Following the protest, multiple Democrats showed their support for the event on social media. But here's the deal. So what are the 5 hours of community service? You think they'll go into alleys and they'll go into the streets and they'll clean them up? If they care so much about the climate, if they care so much about the environment. Remember, you know, they keep blaming us or complaining that we're not involved, we're not engaged, we don't care. And yet, seriously, in all reality, weren't we the ones sending people to Baltimore? Weren't we the ones sending people to these inner cities to clean up? People with MAGA hats on? Do you remember that? Nobody else, well, I shouldn't say nobody remembers it. Nobody seems to care. Again, 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. When we come together as a people, we stand up for justice, we win. Congratulations to the young people demanding a sustainable future for our planet. We're with you. That's according to Senator Bernie Sanders. Why don't he go down there? Wouldn't that be cool? Wouldn't you love to see that? Julian Castro even said that he was inspired by the protesters. Tom Steyer also said that he was thrilled. Why didn't he head over there? Why didn't these people head over there? Help them out. Right? Or find out where they're having the next one. They could head over. They could be arrested themselves. As the protests went longer and longer and longer, more and more fans decided to rush the field, which eventually had to be broken up by police officers. See, I wouldn't have pounded on anybody. I would just drug them off the field. Right? That easy. Oh, 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. I want to do this story. Should I do this story? Right? The eco, what is this called? The professor who's teaching kids about queer ecologies. Right? The course, they want them to rethink nature as nature. I don't get any of this, and maybe somebody can help me with it. Maybe somebody can enlighten me, you know, being the Neanderthal that I am. And of all places, you'd never think it would come out of Portland, would you? Portland State University is gearing up to offer students a gender studies course that asks students to rethink the nature of nature. Topics of the study in the class will include queer animals, queering settler colonialism, queer environmental futurity. The goal, according to the announcement, is for students to reimagine nature through a queer lens. Because I'm sure that's what nature imagined. Joe Bacini, your host, listen to The Real Side. More craziness on the other side of the break. Don't go far. We'll be right back. Do you have an American flag that was made everywhere else but America? Joe Messina here, host of the Real Side Radio Show. I'm always asking you to buy items made in America whenever you can, and I'm putting my money where my mouth is. I own and fly an American flag made by Grace Alley, and I love it. I can hardly walk by it without saluting. Let's keep the unemployment rate low and buy American. Grace Alley flags are made right here in America by American workers. These embroidered flags are made well, and you'll be proud to fly them. Stop sending your money overseas. Keep it right here in America. These flags are fully endorsed by the U.S. government for all American flag requirements. You can find them on Amazon at gracealley.com. Get one for the house, the office, well, and your bedroom. Why not? Again, you can find them at Amazon and gracealley.com. God bless you, and God bless America.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at gcnlife.com or toll-free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at gcnlife.com.
You are listening to GCN. Visit GCNLive.com today.
You
USA Radio News with John Hunt.
President Donald Trump declared Friday's House committee vote to impeach him an embarrassment to our country and refused to back away from the charge that first caught him in the scandal. With a vote by the full House expected next week, Trump declared in the Oval Office that Democrats had, quote, made absolute fools of themselves by moving ahead with impeachment. Trump stands poised to be the third president in history to be impeached, but it is all that's certain he will not be removed from office by the Republican-controlled Senate. A law that will allow New Yorkers to get driver's license without having to prove they are in the country legally weathered a second court challenge days before its enactment. A federal district judge ruled against Rensselaer County Clerk Frank Marola, saying he lacked the legal capacity to bring the lawsuit. A federal judge in western New York ruled against a county clerk in Buffalo on similar grounds last month. This is USA Radio News.
Money! 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 Money. You gotta have it. When you need it, what do you do? If you don't have a rich uncle, call LendingTree. With us, hundreds of banks compete for your business, so you'll get loans with competitive interest rates, and in some cases, with no closing costs. So here's the deal. If you need money, call us. Do you want to refinance your current loan? Are you 62 or older and interested in a reverse mortgage? Then call LendingTree now. 800-634-1315. 800-634-1315. We've closed over $250 billion in loans. We know what we're doing and can help you. Call right now for a free quote. 800-634-1315. 800-634-1315. 800-634-1315. That's 800-634-1315. NMLS number 1136.
I can't make up my mind. I haven't got a brain. Only straw.
How can you talk if you haven't got a brain?
I don't know. But some people without brains do an awful lot of talking, don't they?
Yes, I guess you're right.
We are back. Joe Messina, your host. Always a pleasure to have you with me. 855 Real Joe. 855-732-5563. Thanks so much for joining us, being with us, being part of the conversation, being part of the solution, I hope. Seriously. You know? I mean, there's so much going on, and I know you could, you know, if you want straight, pure, 24-hour politics, this ain't the show for you. I do politics here, a lot of it, matter of fact. But the big part of what we do is these crazy social justice, these idiotic stories where, you know, professors are wasting your tax money on classes that make absolutely no sense for today. Well, actually make no sense, period. I mean, here's a class that includes, you ready for this one? The queer bodies, queering settler colonialism, queer environmental politics, disability and queer environments, queering science, queer animals, queer environmental futurity. Right? The class is meant for teach us to reimagine nature and bodies and places through a queer lens. My question would be, why? Why not just take nature at the basic level? What's the problem? Why do I have to look at it through a queer lens? Is now queer the new normality? I mean, it's really funny how everything has to be stirred up. Everything. Marriage. And I'm not just talking about same-sex marriage. Now we're going to be talking about how many to who. 79 genders? Are we serious? If you can't find the one you want, just make up another one. It's okay. See, it's what the left has been doing for decades. Chipping away, chipping away, chipping away. And you let them do this, too. Chipping away at the normality. Chipping away at the definites in our lives. Why, again, first chapter of my book, absolutes, absolutely not. Why isn't there a definite in line with nature, with science, with biology, male, female, period? Now, you don't want to take on the role of a male or female. You don't want to take on the designation. That's up to you, but don't force me not to take it on. That's why they came back around and they said, you know, all right, well, you know, you're a cisgen. No, I'm a male. You can make up words. You know, it's funny how they say male and female are social constructs, but yet they're the ones who have come up with all these other words, all these other terminologies. That's a social construct. That's what you're trying to make. Try to make it sound like it's the normality to pick anything you want to be. Doesn't work that way. Even if it makes you feel bad, it doesn't work that way. And maybe that's what we need to do a little bit. Our kids need to feel bad. Our young people need to feel bad about what they're doing or not doing or roads that they're going down. Pull them back. Help them out. Help them to cope. I mean, seriously. Instead of some of you parents trying to keep the adversity away from your kids so they never feel bad, that time when you're not around and they don't know how to cope. It could lead to suicide. Could lead to violence, could lead to nothing. But I'm going to go back and keep saying what I'm saying. Okay? Being on the school board, talking to psychologists, school psychologists, the same thread that keeps coming up, our kids are not equipped to cope. Whose fault is that? I know nobody wants to place blame, nobody wants to put fault. I hear that word, they cringe. Those kids are with you, mom and dad. From the day they're born to when they start going to school, okay? If the first 3 years are the most formative years of their formation and their thought process and how they learn, what are you doing? What are you teaching them? And then as they grow and keep going, are you teaching them that if the teacher questions them, the teacher's wrong? If the administration or a person in authority questions them, that person is wrong? I've seen firsthand what these kids say to the teachers. I can't believe it. I just don't. It's almost like there's no such thing as respect anymore. There's a vast majority of parents teaching their kids they don't have to adhere. They don't have to conform. And respect is something you give if you feel like it. Not that it's earned or somebody deserves it. You know, you're in a classroom and you're getting on a teacher's case as a student, and all you are is this one little turd head, and you got this teacher is teaching hundreds of kids every day, and the teacher's wrong. Yes, I use the word turd head because people do act like that at times. I know some of you get mad when I use the term stupid, but guess what? People do act stupid at times. Well, you shouldn't call anybody stupid. No, I said acting stupid. They're acting stupid. They're being stupid. I believe that some of these things you have decided to be. Right? You decide to act stupid. Because if you sit down and you get educated, you listen and you do the right thing, right? Then you wouldn't be called those names. You're acting stupid. You're acting mean. You're acting like a bully. You're acting like a racist. I mean, these are all things that you're trying to call something to somebody's attention, although racist doesn't go anywhere anymore. Anyway, I mean, again, Portland State University, a whole class has been approved to look at nature, to look at life, to look at human beings through a queer lens. Why? What does it do? What's the basis? How does that help anybody? I'm asking for a friend. No, come on, seriously. It shows you. Yeah, whatever. I mean, certain things it's just not going to help. 855 Real Joe, 855-732-5563. Now, here's a bill that'll help. Here's somebody who's paying attention. Here's somebody who's looking out at the real world and deciding we need to make some changes that are going to help our kids. Governor DeSantis is going to require high school seniors to take an exam similar to the citizens test. I love it. Perfect. I think it's great. Governor Ron DeSantis said Tuesday that his administration will require all high school seniors in Florida to take a civics exam similar to the one taken by people who want to become naturalized U.S. citizens. This is just one part of the overall effort to make civics important again, the governor said at a news conference in Naples, Florida. He said that he would direct the Education Commissioner, Richard Corcoran, to require all high school students to take the test, but it will not be a graduation requirement. So I don't know where the teeth are in this. For now, a student who does not pass a civics exam may still graduate from high school if all other requirements are fulfilled. Improving civics education, learning about the Constitution, was one of DeSantis' promises during his 2018 governor run. Now, listen, I'm all for this because you know how many people, we got people in Congress that really don't know anything about the Constitution. You have people running for president that they're going to pass a law to wipe out the Electoral College. Hello? That's not how it works. You're going to bypass the whole amendment process? Is that what you're going to do, pass the law and go with it? And I'm tired of hearing about all the executive orders that President Trump has issued to bypass the law. What did President Obama do? How many did he, and it's not even a matter of how many do. How about the egregious ones that he did? How about him constantly playing with ACA through executive order? Why didn't they do it through the law? I mean, heck, what was that thing, 22,000 pages? Why didn't they do it through the law to fix it? I'm just curious. Right? And why not have them take a civics exam? Why not have them know? Man, I'll tell you what. Maybe the congressional candidates, maybe the president needs to take a civics test. Hey, look, I don't have a problem. I think it would be a great idea. Another school, pounding on Christians again, says the LGBT clubs are permissible. But Christian clubs, no way, no how, they're banned from the premises, which is totally against the law. New York School District will permit students to start a gay pride club, but they won't allow students to start a Christian club. Now, First Liberty Institute attorney Kersha Russell said that the 14-year-old girl who's trying to put this together, she was barred from starting a Christian club. She wants to share the hope of Jesus. The school said, not going to happen. Talk more about that on the other side of the break. This is where PGI could step in and make a big change. We'll be back in a few minutes. You're listening to The Real Side on GCN Live. We'll be right back.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Introducing Reveal from GCNLife.com. Beverly Hills dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman invented Reveal, which contains polypeptides with natural botanicals and no parabens, sulfates, silicones, or dyes for a salon-quality hair growth product. Reveal. Here's Dr. Newman.
I've treated a lot of patients who lose their hair and they lose their confidence. We've created a unique set of polypeptides, which we call HPT6. The HPT6 contains the polypeptides from six different plants. The scalp infusion treatment should be used on wet or dry scalp. The Reveal Hair Care System is designed to be used for men and women alike.
Get Reveal at GCNLife.com with a 30-day money-back guarantee. So try Reveal today at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637. Plus a discount up to 25% off for Reveal at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Good afternoon, this is your captain speaking with just a little flight information. We're flying at an altitude of 37,000 feet, and our airspeed is 400 miles an hour. A couple little facts here. I'm packing a Colt King Cobra. That's a .357 caliber firearm with a black rubber grip and a 6-inch barrel. Also, the co-pilot is carrying a Kimber custom defense pistol with all the bells and whistles you'd expect from a custom gun of that kind, with an alloy frame and bevel treatment on the entire gun. And our chief flight attendant, Roger, has a Ruger Bearcat 22 with a hand-fluted cylinder. All three are capable of piercing body armor at a distance of up to 27 feet. I can put a hole in human bone and flesh the size of the Grand Canyon, which, by the way, is coming up on the left-hand side of the plane, so just sit back and relax and enjoy the rest of the flight.
Now, folks, it's a non-smoking flight for the next 2 hours and 17 minutes, but for those of you that need a cigarette, there's really this evening. We have two entertainment lounges for you. One's out there on that left wing, the other one right across the hallway on the right wing.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of MyPillow, and like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented MyPillow, I wanted it to where you could move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. MyPillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
Hey everyone, Proactive MD has an incredible offer for our radio listeners only. Stay tuned for our exclusive offer that includes a free charcoal pore cleansing brush and free shipping. Proactive MD with prescription strength adapalene can heal and prevent future breakouts. Today, for just $19.95, we're offering listeners the 3-piece Proactive MD system with free shipping, plus a free gift, the new charcoal pore cleansing brush. Get this exclusive offer by calling now, 1-800-583-8662, or go to proactive.com and enter promo code radio. You heard right, Proactive MD, plus free shipping and a free gift, the new charcoal pore cleansing brush. You'll get all this for just $19.95 and their 60-day money-back guarantee. You're guaranteed to get clear and stay clear, or you get your money back. Call now, 1-800-583-8662. That's 1-800-583-8662. Or go to proactive.com and enter promo code radio. Again, go to proactive.com and enter promo code radio.
Anyone know the effects? Anyone? Anyone? Anyone?
Seems everything I buy these days has got a foreign name. From the kind of car I drive to my video game.
I got a nighttime camera.
We are back. Joe was here, your host. Always a pleasure to have you with me. 855-GROW-JOE, 855-732-5563. Thanks so much for being with me. I appreciate the time that you're spending with us on the air and in the chat room, texting, tweeting, being part of the solution. And like I say, being part of the solution, that's a big deal, right? Because if all you're doing is complaining about it, you really don't do anything to fix it. You don't get involved. You don't get engaged. And you know what? Don't care. Not interested. Anyway, always a pleasure to have you with me. We're talking about the these little things. Little things make me crazy because there's no reason for them. The school system, the LGBT club is fine, but Christian clubs are banned. And you know what? That school's going to waste a lot of money. I say that because the Supreme Court's already ruled on these things a million times, but for some odd reason, people feel like they can keep questioning it. I don't know if they think they're going to get... I don't know what they think. I really don't. New York School District will permit students to start gay pride clubs, but they won't allow students to start Christian clubs. The attorney from First Liberty, Keisha Russell, She was talking about the plight of the 14-year-old girl who was barred from starting a Christian club. All she wants to do is promote the love of Jesus. And I'm always amazed at the people that hop on these conversations that have absolutely no clue about the Bible, religion, Jesus, Christianity, none of that. They grab a line here and there that they probably read somewhere, you know? Last summer, Daniela Barca reached out to school leaders inquiring about forming a club where Christian students could gather to pray. Now, they want to participate in food drives, they want to do charity work, they want to do all kinds of stuff. She did everything she was supposed to do. You know, but she ran into lots of opposition. I don't think it was from the students, though. Weeks went by without any kind of communication from the school. Then the school leader said that they lost her application. Several weeks later, they found the application, only to reject it. She says, I'm a Christian. Right? She decided she was going to write an appeal letter and push back on them. She says, sometimes it seems like I'm the only one. I want to start this club for other students like me so we can support each other in our beliefs. The school district celebrates diversity, right? The right to express yourself, express who you are. She says, that's all I want to do. I want the right to express myself. The high school already has a number of secular clubs, from a meme society to a gay-straight alliance. If the school's going to allow non-curricular clubs, they have to allow religious clubs as well. It's the law. It's actually part of the Equal Access Act of 1984, signed by, I think it was Billy Bob Clinton, wasn't it? Beyond that, school officials told Daniela that her club was too religious and too exclusive. I mean, why would you want a Christian club that only allowed Christians to be part of it? Got me. In a letter to Daniela's father, Assistant Superintendent Darren Lolkema, said they'd be willing to reconsider the ban if they made the club more inclusive. A more specific example of a club we would consider would be one where the group discussed religious impact on culture and society. Well, that's not what a Bible study club is about. That stuff you should be teaching in school. All right? No, seriously. True and honest. Well, I should really think about that. Huh? True and honest. A true and honest class about what influence religion has had on culture. A thing like this is more generic, but we would have to advise the club to remain completely unbiased to any and all religions, any one of them that can be discussed or talked through. You couldn't limit the Christian club to the Christian faith. Make sense to you? Makes sense to me. Why in God's creation, again, would you want to be part of a Christian club? If you were Christian. Not inclusive enough, right? Now, the First Liberty Institute lawyer said that this is a violation of the U.S. Constitution. The law says that schools officials can't control what kind of dialogue is going on or to be discussed in the club, especially trying to censor religious speech. I mean, here's the thing. They're going to spend so much money, and they'll do it out of just pure stubbornness. They're going to spend so much money protecting this on issues that have already been tried in front of the Supreme Court. That's how far some of these have gone. You've heard me and Brad Dacus usually on earlier talking about how schools can't keep you from doing certain things on campus. Right, you know, the Pledge of Allegiance, if you think about it, it has that word God in it. That's terrible. Right? You can have Christmas carols at Christmas time. The Supreme Court has already ruled on that, but people want to sue on it all the time. So the more and more this happens, I think the more and more it solidifies it. And to an earlier point, the nice thing about all of this is if it gets in front of the Supreme Court, we'll have enough of this tomfoolery. You know, we'll be able to say, hey, look, Supreme Court's already ruled on this a million times, and they've got so irritated with it, they said their ruling came down and said, you cannot refuse a Christian organization, a Christian club. That's what it's going to come down to. And again, as I said earlier, I don't have a problem with that. I think that's great. This is the kind of discrimination that you don't hear much about. I don't know why, but you don't hear much about it. And it's wrong. Because you need to know what's going on. You know, I've had friends of mine, conservative friends of mine, go see the new movie, No Safe Spaces. Right? Adam Carolla and, I knew I was going to forget his name. Right? You go look it up. It's probably playing close to you or near you. And Dennis Prager. Adam Carolla and Dennis Prager. And I've had conservative friends of mine who've been listening to my show and other shows like it. They went and were blown away. Had no idea to what level that freedom of speech was being squelched in colleges. Right? So what does that tell me? It's part of what it tells me. What are you doing with your kids? What are you telling your kids? What are you working on with your kids? Seriously. They should know these things. They should know what's going on. They should know how to protect themselves in school. We should be able to make them stronger. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. Talking about sending your kids to college. Another college professor says that Republicans have white supremacist views, especially if they're supporting Trump's re-election. Is he trying to, I don't know, is he trying to incite them? This comes from there should be no shock. It's a California school, California college. And they say that he's in fear because of the white supremacist ideas that are going around campus. It's going to provoke, you know, racism. And I love how these people, you know, they put them in official letters and therefore they must be the right thing to say. So the California State University of Chico State Faculty Association, it released a statement Wednesday. It assured the student body that it is aware of what is characterized as harm caused by Republican groups on campus. That's right. So simply having a Republican or Republican groups on campus is harmful. Does that tell you how demented they are? But this is the faculty on a college campus here in California. Well, you're sending your kids. Donald Trump is nothing more than a symbol of insult. Right? He ridicules specific groups in our society. He's just a nasty guy. The Chico State student government released a resolution in response to that letter. It urged administration to take disciplinary action against students who break student conduct rules. We take this stance because students of color have expressed that they are experiencing an increasingly hostile racial climate. You know, not that it doesn't happen, so let's not start off this way. Yes, it does happen. But you know how many of these racial occurrences on campus have been debunked in the last few years? I would say if you go back and start looking, probably 80 to 85% of them never really happened. And some people have actually gone to jail over it, over the false claims. So just to simply see, you see how that gets everybody all nervous and hyped up? The black students have said, that they've seen an increase in the hostile racial climate. Why don't they file complaints? Let's get these numbers down. Let's actually do something. Let's actually see the numbers of what's happening, how it's happening, what's being said, what's being done to them. And then let's do something about it instead of just complaining. Hey, Joe Messina, your host. Always a pleasure to have you with me. God bless. Have a great rest of the weekend. Enjoy yourself. Don't do anything stupid. Check us out, therealside.com. That's therealside.com. We'll catch you later.